Hello, everybody. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we broadcast in the unceded ancestral territories of the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kwajalein. We stream online at cjsf.ca, and today you are listening to Speak Up at 10 a.m., hosted by me, yours truly, Paria Zabihi. Now, I have some very, very special guests for you today. Today is the fourth official day of CJSF's Pride Week. And so I'm very, very excited to have a performance special for you all. And I have a few guests, the first one being Kylie V. They use they, them pronouns. They are a 16-year-old indie folk rock singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist from Vancouver. Their debut album is coming out this fall on Kingfisher Blues, and they have graciously sang a few songs for us today, and you'll be hearing all of those after this first PSA.
Hey, this is Anuki, your Faculty of Environment representative, here to let you know what the SFSS is. The SFSS is a student union that is student-led, and it represents and advocates for the interests of the 26,000 undergraduate students at SFU. We are a non-for-profit support network and a voice at SFU, which provides services like the UPass and health and dental. We also provide support to make your student life better. You can reach the SFSS on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or by emailing us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kylie V, and these are some acoustic versions of some of my songs. This first one is called Big Blue, and it's off my debut album, which is coming this fall on Kingfisher Blues.
Slide. I know this will kill me, but you're being so kind. This lesson I've learned, listening to the birds, is the lyrics that hurt.
Come.
This one's called Firebelly Toad.
I am a firebelly toad. I am everything you know, and I'm everything you don't. I am a firebelly toad. Soothe my skin, leave me some gold. Feed me algae, let me go swimming, swimming up. Stories just for you. Let me do what I can do. I am a firebelly toad. Soothe my skin, leave me some gold. Feed me algae, let me go. I am what you want to know. There's something inside of me.
This is a brand new unreleased one called Hannah.
Turns out fine.
And that was Kylie V singing their songs Big Blue, Firebelly Toad, and Hannah. Thank you so much again, Kylie, for being on our show today. The next artist I have featured is Mariah Franca. She is a theater performance student at SFU who also dabbles at her own music on the side. She's beginning to explore ways to share her music now, as well as continue to discover new ways to creatively work through whatever life throws at her. I have a few original songs that she performed for us, and I also have a little bit of an interview with her after, so stay tuned for that.
I know a girl with sings everything she ever wants to say. Her life can make night turn day. I know a girl who always has a cure for bad days or hard times, and now I think I'm sure that I'm in love with her.
And that was Mariah Franca doing a cover of She by Doty, as well as singing her own original songs, Christy and Plain Girl. Now for the interview.
Mariah, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here, for recording in person.
Woo.
This is the first like in-person interview I've had, so I think it's nice to see somebody else's face.
Oh, yeah. In these times, yes, that is very true. That is not through a screen. Yeah.
No, exactly. Yeah. Even though we're recording on a screen, it's fine. Please introduce yourself. Who are you and what do you do?
Okay, so my name's Mariah. Who am I? What an existential question. Well, I go to SFU for theater. I've done 3 years of the theater performance program there. And, I'm here to sing music, though, so I also do that. I'm just basically all around, like, a creative, is what I like to call myself, an artist all around. And, yeah, I'm a Brazilian immigrant, but a Canadian as well, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, all around just a girl trying her best around here.
When did you start making music and singing?
Well, like I said, I've always, Well, I'm a creative person, and I think I always have been, like, ever since I was very little. Always used to consume music and art in general, but I think I didn't start actually writing my own stuff until I think I was 16, 17 maybe. So actually not too long ago. But I've always, like, played the guitar and a little bit of piano, and then I really started when I got my ukulele, and I was, like, really inspired by Dodie, which I covered one of her songs. And of course, like, I think everyone says this, but Taylor Swift obviously inspired so many people, and she inspired me. And yeah, I guess it was just, like, I was kind of tired of just, like, covering the same songs over and over again, and I was like, well, I want to write and see if it works. And so I wrote Plain Girl, which is one of the songs that I sang. After that, it just kind of, like, transpired into a whole thing where, like, this is just how I managed to put my feelings into words, I guess, in a way, and, like, managed to make sense of a lot of things and make them sound pretty for myself and understand it and just kind of get it out there. It's kind of like an exorcist kind of thing where you're just like, well, if I write about it, it'll be good. Mm-hmm. And you kind of, like, get over a lot of, like, heartbreak and you know, like, feelings and stuff by just, like, putting it all on there and then, like, singing about it from time to time. And yeah, it's a really nice, like, way to cope. Really. Yeah.
I also wanted to ask, what inspired your writing Plain Girl? Like, was it, you know, at a point in your life where you felt, like, a certain way, or was you were just, like, inspired?
Yeah, well, I think, like, how I said in the song, like, it's always been like this, I guess, in a way, but I vividly remember, like, starting to write this song was at, like, Cultus Lake of all fucking places. It was, like, a couple summers ago, maybe 3 summers ago now, and I think it was just because I was in a production and there was a girl who was, like, one of my castmates, and she was just so pretty, and, like, I would stalk her Instagram all the time, and, like, she's just one of those people that, like, have a bunch of followers and constantly gets likes and attention, and it's just, like, the epitome of, like, you know, the, like, it girls kind of thing. And I was just, like, so upset over it, and I was just like, oh my god, she gets all the guys, she, like, just, like, is all that, she's pretty and she's talented and, like, she just has it all together. And I was like, God, like, it makes me feel so bad about myself. And mm-hmm. So, like, I started writing that, and I was like, I'm so plain compared to that. And then that kind of, like, transpired into me writing the chorus, and then, like, it turned into a whole song of me just being like, get, like, mm-hmm. Is it so bad to feel like this? Is it so bad to be like this? Like, it's not like I'm the worst person in the world, even though I like to think of that sometimes. Mm-hmm. But, like, comparing yourself to other people is just gonna kill you. So that's kind of what inspired that whole song and just made me be like, maybe I am a plain girl, but it doesn't mean that, like, I'm not gonna end up okay. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff.
How do you feel like your identity has informed the music that you make and also the music you consume?
A lot of people like to try to drag me and be like, oh my god, you're like one of those ukulele girls, like, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That has become a whole trend. It's a thing I like to question too, like, the whole, like, oh, there's different types of girls that you can be nowadays, where it's, mm-hmm. like, the soft girl, the thought girl, the e-girl, like, all those kinds of things. And I'm usually, like, put into this box of being, like, the cute, soft ukulele girl. And so it's, like, I feel like a lot of, like, the stuff I consume is kind of like that, but it also makes me, like, really angry that I'm just put into this kind of box. And so, like, I try to expand that sometimes, and, like, I've tried to go into, like, figuring out how to write, like, my own beats and kind of that kind of stuff, so I'm not known as, like, the ukulele soft girl. But, like, there's really nothing bad with that. Like, I listen to Dodie, of course, I said, and her songs are always so beautiful and, like, calming and really nice. And then I listen to, like, Hozier and stuff, who's, like, one of my favorite artists of all time, and his stuff is really, like, folksy and, like, indie and all that kind of stuff. But then I also, like, one of my favorite bands in the world is Paramore. Like, you know, like, there's, I feel like my identity really depends on, like, the stuff I grew up with, which mm-hmm. is all that, like, Taylor Swift kind of stuff, and then just who I feel like listening to on the day, mm-hmm. you know, like I have like different playlists for everything, and then I also have like my Latino background, and so I have like Latin playlists, and I really really love like the kind of music that they put out there, which is like the whole like samba kind of jive and mm-hmm. like those like soft music, which is really awesome. And if I could write stuff like that, I totally would. I wish that I could. But yeah, I think it really just like depends on the day and how I'm feeling and the kind of message that I want to put through as well. Yeah.
Do you feel represented in the media? And if not, what are some steps that you could, that you think could be taken by, like, the general music industry, different, like, large labels?
I was actually, like, looking into this a couple days ago, but, like, the whole streaming platforms and stuff that are main sources nowadays are so bad to, like, new artists. Mm-hmm. Like, you need so many streams in order to make, like, even a little bit of money. And, like, there's so many small bands that are really great, but, like, they can't make any income out of anything because, like, Spotify only pays them, like, who knows how many cents per stream, you know? Right. And, like, there's, like, this whole thing. And it's just so hard for artists to get money in general. Like, they need to sell, like, overpriced merchandise, and, like, they really only make their money off touring and all that kind of stuff. And it's just so hard to, like, actually get a kickstart in anything and actually make money out of something that you're passionate about these days, which is awful. Like, so if we could take steps towards making that better, obviously I think that would be amazing. Represented, I mean, I like deal with a lot of identity crises, like, obviously, like a lot of us do, but especially because I'm in the theater program, and a lot of it, at least at SFU, which I'm really grateful for, the whole like learning experience is more learning about who you are as an artist, more than like, oh, like making you become an actor. They kind of train you to become like a performer and a creator on your own terms, and they like get you to find out who you are and what you want to do and the kind of stories you want to tell, instead of just like preparing you for auditions, really, which I'm really grateful for. And so a lot of like second year and third year was just so much like self-discovery and like trying to figure out like who you are and who you want to be and who you want to see on like screens and again and all this kind of like representation stuff. But I have like, and especially with like the whole movement that's happening right now with like Black Lives Matter and all of the like uprisings that are happening basically right now, there's just a lot of like questions to be asked that like are hard to ask of yourself and like are hard to try to understand, and like your history and all that kind of stuff. And so I was talking to this about one of my friends like literally 2 days ago, where like I'm obviously very white passing, but I did live in Brazil, my whole family still lives in Brazil, so I do like love considering myself a Latina, but it's hard to like be a Latina, I guess, in a way where like you're living in another country and you just don't have that kind of like those people around you anymore. Like I really only have my close family who lives here. And again, I am very white passing, so it's like the whole, I remember like when I once tried out for a musical, they were like, oh, like, well, you think you're really talented, but we're only focusing on casting like people of color. And I was so butthurt. I was like, well, but technically I'm a Latina. They just never managed to ask, and they just like passed me off as a white person, but I am a white person. And so like there was so much like discovery that you have to go through and acceptance, and you really have to know yourself and know your privilege and like acknowledge it and hopefully use it in a good way, and like take responsibility for all those kinds of things. And so like I am represented, but in ways that are hard to put to word, you know, like there's no one out there who's exactly like me, mm-hmm. you know, but I don't feel like that means I'm underrepresented. I feel like, especially when it comes to music, it's really universal. And when it comes to like listening to the content that I listen to, it's a lot about the message that they're putting through. Being able to like feel things that someone else has put into words and then like listen to that as a form of expression. But again, when it comes to like the other question of being fairly paid for the work that you're doing, that's a whole other story. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where would you like to see queer music specifically in the next few years?
I just want so much more of it. I like, it's become, I think, because I honestly, like, I've grown up on the internet and I spend a lot of time on the internet as like a lonely child, but a lot of like internet culture when it comes to like queer representation is so small, and just in general, like queer representation is so small. And in music, like I cling so tightly to the few artists that I find that like make these kinds of music. And like, I'm a bisexual woman, like it's not like awful for me out there really, because like I can relate to the heterosexual music, but when it comes to all of the repressed other like gay feelings, basically like there's very little representation out there. And so like we have like Hayley Kiyoko and like Girl in Red, which everyone talks about, but that's really it. Those are like the only two that I can come up with all the time in my head. And like Dodi is bisexual, which is great, but like I don't think I know many other artists that are like, out and proud about their bisexuality that can come to mind right now at least. And there's like a lot of artists that support queer people and support LGBT rights and everything, and like they always like hold up flags at concerts, and obviously they're like they're supportive of it, but it'd be really nice to have like music that talks about the experience of it and that like acknowledges it, and by artists who have experienced it. Like I've tried to write a few songs about being bisexual, but it really is hard to put it all into words. And it's a complicated relationship with sexuality, but I feel like that's what, again, what music is for, is just, like, to go through your feelings and to be able to, like, put them into words and acknowledge them in a way. So it'd just be really nice to have more queer representation, and, like, especially from people of color as well, which we don't get a lot of queer people of color out there. So, yeah, it'd be really wonderful if they could have, like, a platform that we could support them in.
I think totally, like there are so many artists who like they're supportive and and they're known as being the face, especially like in the decades previous to now, like the face of what it means to be LGBTQ plus, Madonna and things like that.
Lady Gaga.
Although
I think she is bisexual.
I think she did come out later. But things like that, like with certain artists who don't necessarily identify as being in the community, but they become the face. It's so interesting. And I think that like you said, there are more and more people coming forward and like sharing their stories and like making music. I think that even in the intersection of, there aren't that many like queer people of color coming out and making music. So I think that's like a really important thing that hopefully in the next few years, you know, more and more like young people will take that role on and be able to be given that platform to do that work.
And that's an interesting point about like appointing straight musicians as gay icons. I've seen that happen so many times. I had to bring it up, but Taylor Swift released a new album, like a surprise new album called Folklore, and a lot of what I've seen on the internet is like speculation about it being like like having gay songs, and like Betty is a gay song, Seven is a gay song, and like obviously music is open to interpretation and you can write whatever and people can interpret it however they want. I agree, I think that some of the songs are definitely queer coded and could be taken like in a queer context, but it's just like she's never come out, obviously. She's not out as a bisexual, and like there's speculations of her like dating Carly Kloss or like Diana Agron, but like she hasn't said anything about it, so we can't assume that, I guess. And so it's like, it's really, I would like to like not have that anymore, and to just like, if you're gonna release songs that, and obviously like I'm not saying like obviously queer people can take songs that they think are beautiful and they think that that applies to their like journey and of course like take it and claim it as their own, of course, but like I would really love to just have especially like a bunch of headlines being like, oh, this person is the gay icon we've been waiting for, when they're a fucking straight person, you know, and they're not writing about the queer experience, because it's just so like, it just feels so awful really to see that kind of stuff. And then there's also like the problem of, even if you do come out, sometimes, especially when it comes to bisexuality, you kind of still get picked as one or the other. Like, I know David Bowie, like, came out as bisexual so many times, and people are like, but is he? And it's just like, you just have to keep saying it and saying it and saying it. I can only speak, of course, as a bisexual, like, person, and it's a very complicated journey to be accepted as that, and, like, constantly you're being like, oh, but you're with the person of this sex, or like you've never been with a person of the other sex, so how do you know, like why can't you just be one or the other, and all that kind of stuff. So it's complicated, but hopefully we can start making strides, and again, if people start talking about it, maybe it can become more common and maybe people can actually start understanding that kind of stuff.
Thank you so much for being on our show today. I'm very excited to allow our listeners to hear your beautiful voice, your two songs, and your cover.
Thank you.
And that was my interview with Mariah. I hope you all enjoyed it just as much as I did. The next few songs I'm going to be playing for you to end off this episode are Not This Time by Sasami, Remember My Name by Mitski, Fear by Begonia, Coming Down by Jackie Shane, and My Moon, My Man by Feist. All of that after this show promo.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role playing. Silent Crimes Broken, very interesting series of show,
and a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
Song, like, do you know a Rihanna song?
One of these nights I'm gonna see you dance again. One of these nights I'm gonna feel your arms again. This is not the time.
magnificent. Oh, fear of everyone, fear of artists in power, fear of screaming too loud, fear of wasting it out, fear of never getting it together, fear of being lazy, fear of the mess in my kitchen, fear of going crazy. Oh, fear of everyone, fear of artists in power, fear of screaming too loud, fear of wasting it out, fear of never getting it together, fear of being lazy, fear of the mess in my kitchen, fear of going crazy.
Coming down, 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 coming down with a heartache. I ain't sick, but I got a fever. Blood pressure's running high. Pulse ain't right, I can't sleep at night. And here's the reason why.
Thank you. clean, I know. My care, my clothes, leave on high note. There's nowhere to go, there's nowhere to go. Take it slow, take it easy on me. It's just a lie, just a lie.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. I thank you all so much again for listening to this episode of Speak Up, where I feature Kylie V and Mariah Franca. Tune in again next week at the same time on Thursday to listen to Speak Up. I hope you all have a great day, and the next song I'm going to be playing is So Blue by Prince. Gone.
choose to say. And just so much love.